My name is Mary Grace, and this is the Homebody Podcast. And here we're exploring the home as a body and body as a home. I host spiritually and artfully minded conversations on embodiment, on approaching life as practice, artistic collaboration, and experiment. We'll talk about healing, art, aesthetics, magic, the practices we can bring to hone our intuition and live our life fully awake with our power intact. My hope is to encourage and enliven you and to also cultivate awareness and freedom. We're here to develop wisdom and self-trust and to be dynamic agents of beauty. We're here to design and be more intentional with the creation of our life, and we are here to make room for inquiry, sensitivity, and joy. Thank you for listening. Hello, this is Mary Grace popping in for a special little bonus mini episode talking about the Virgo new moon happening this morning. I was originally planning a solo episode for today, but our production schedule got a little topsy-turvy with these larger compilation episodes. However, I didn't want to leave you all hanging on this new moon, and as well as the sun moving into Libra, all happening in the next week. So in this little episode, I'll focus mostly on the new moon happening, and I'll go over those two things, briefly mentioning the fall equinox and sun moving into Libra, which we'll go over in more detail next week. If you would like more transits coming up, a little more detail, more in depth, you can head over to Patreon, support the podcast, and access all of those videos for the month of September over there, and you'll also get October's when they drop as well. Also coming up on Monday is the 21st, is our virtual remote group healing offering. We still have some spots remaining, and I would love for you to join us if you can. The call is happening via Zoom, and you can access the live call that evening at 8 p.m., or you can just wait and watch or listen to the highlights that I'll send the following day. Either way, you receive the energetic transmission. Last month was very potent and present for those who were on the call and also those who were not. And so I'm really excited to offer it again this month, and I'm really looking forward to our time together. So if you would like more information about that, or you'd like to register with your choose what you pay option, you can head to the link below or go to my website, which is mgallardyce.com/calendar. We'll take you to that info. I also hope that you'll check out today's more full episode, which is our part two of a collection of highlights from this first season of the podcast, which is also out today. And then next week will be our first episode that begins season two, year two. What else do I have before we jump into the new moon? Oh, if you would like to book a one-on-one session with me, I have 30-minute, 60-minute, and 90-minute sessions available for astrology, tarot, intuitive consulting, as well as energy healing. And my schedule is now open for the month of October. So you can find the link to book a session below in the show notes, or you can visit my website, mgallardyce.com, and then click the sessions tab at the top. All right, so let's jump into the episode. As I said a moment ago, I will share some thoughts on the themes for this Virgo new moon, a very little bit on the sun going into Libra. I'll talk more about that in next week's episode because I think that transit will have a lot for us. I also channeled a message for this moon, similar to how I did a couple of weeks ago. It just felt like that wasn't quite done being a thing on the show. So I have it towards the end with a timestamp below, so you can skip to that or around it or whatever floats your boat. Divination and channeling and other world communication in general is a big part of my practice. And the Akashic Records are not the only way that I do that, but it feels like a more accessible way to do it on the podcast. So that's why it is here. However, it is not exclusively definitive of what I do in general. I just felt important to say that. Okay. So the Virgo new moon is happening this morning, which is Thursday, September 17th, 2020, kind of promptly at 7 a.m. here on the East Coast. Some of my big thoughts for this new moon, as well as some larger themes that have been coming up in my life and in general with some conversations lately. So I think that they're also of the spirit of right now. in general for us, is an invitation to surrender and loosen our grip even more so that we can experience a deeper level of healing and insight. And that is into who we are, where we are, and, you know, what our souls, along with the soul of the world, are ready and desiring to move into. With Virgo, as we talked about more a few episodes ago, there can be a tendency to get caught like in the small picture, in the tidying and the analytical. And for this new moon, we have Virgo's ruler, Mercury, making an aspect to Jupiter. And while it is a square, which we would think, which is normally one that just causes a lot of tension and friction, and I think that that is there in this kind of their interests or their visions, their way of seeing are not always the same or aligned. So in that way, it's uncomfortable, but it doesn't feel harmful. It actually feels very much like an invitation to me. Jupiter is looking to expand and for opportunity. Jupiter is always looking beyond the horizon or for the seed of optimism for what can happen out of this moment and how I can do good. And Jupiter does have difficulty doing this in Capricorn, which has been one of this year's many challenges. But I still think that this relationship between Mercury and Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, kind of ruling this new moon, and looking at Jupiter, it really has us opening to a wider perspective than potentially Virgo is usually wont to do on its own. So I think this aspect is inviting us out of being overly analytical or too hard ourselves on ourselves or thinking small. And I think it may indeed have us thinking critically about how to look ahead, how to greet some of the upcoming challenges of what we're facing in both our personal lives and in our community lives. But I do think that invitation for expansion and looking beyond the horizon and challenging where we are still looking down or through the microscope and inviting us to look through the telescope or zoom out and take on a more expansive lens. For me personally, like September, the fall in general has always had this feeling of the new year to me. I don't know if it's because my birthday is in the fall. I know Rosh Hashanah is around this time. I believe it's actually in a couple of days, if I'm not mistaken. And while I'm not Jewish, that is kind of like a lunar marker that I'm aware of. And I know as well we have in the fall Samhain in October that marks the beginning of the more Celtic pagan new year. And it's always just felt really more aligned for me than having a new year in January, personally. And I love that because the new year being a place where we start off by shedding. With this new moon, I think we have a push-pull between the minute and the expansive, the small picture and the big picture. I think it is a great moment to really take time to digest what is happening and what has happened this year, which is quite a lot. And in many conversations that I've had lately, it's come up that our culture does not really make room, time, it doesn't prioritize the process of review, of going back over things, kind of mulling them over, really chewing them. And we're perpetually always kind of ready for what's next, what's new. And I think this tendency can really exhaust our digestive systems, whether that's our actual stomach, colon, physical digestive mechanism, or just our mental digestion, our spiritual digestion, our emotional digestion. And I think this is actually a brilliant new moon to practice sitting with what you already know, with what's already in your bellies and your sphere, and really letting it move through you, break it apart, chew on it, sort through it. What is for keeping? What is not for keeping? What is nourishing? What is not nourishing? And the new moon is also trining Saturn here, the sun and moon are. And it is, I think, then also a moment where we can cooperate with our responsibility, which is something that I spoke about as a big Saturnian theme a couple episodes ago, back I think in episode 52. And so here we can dig and really, you know, see the future and look forward and look big as Jupiter's invitation, And also make a plan for the brick by brick, lay the foundations work that can kind of productively contain our intentions and our seeds with whatever we want to plant right now, which is a really a different approach than just kind of sending our intentions away on a wish, right? So what if we can plant on this new moon from this place of surrender, but also responsible containership of looking forward and looking to? So for example, I know I am just so full of gardening examples this year, but gardening has like so changed my life. And so if you could plan on listening to the podcast now into the future, I'm sure there will be more talk of gardens. But in my garden these past few weeks, I've been doing some planting for the fall, winter season and harvest. And this has really been my first year really getting into gardening and something that I'm learning a lot from and I'm really loving. And I definitely feel more prepared and more competent than I did this spring, though the spring, summer harvest went really well. But as I plant more from seeds these past few weeks and not just from plants that are already somewhat established, you know, I'm really learning that not everything I plant is going to make it, which is hard because I get attached to every single little seedling coming up and care for them like they are all equally important, which they are. But, you know, I plant these things and I've grown them from seeds and then we move them outside and, you know, there's microscopic little worms that come up and just eat all the baby leaves if I'm not super on top of picking them, or even if I am on top of picking them off. And there's the weather being just right. Like, is it too hot? Is it raining too much? Do they need more water? Because they're in such a fragile beginning stage. And there's the timing, you know, sometimes, you know, some of them I put outside too early and they just really did not like that and they didn't make it. So I know now, you know, I'm going to plant more kale than I know I'm going to need because not every seed is going to make it. So if some get eaten or just don't have their best life or their best temperature, then there's still some kale for the harvest, right? So that's a very different approach than just planting one and like really needing that one at this time in this way to harvest or else I have nothing. So I hope we're seeing a metaphor for how we can potentially interact with our own seeds and the things that we would like to plant or initiate on this new moon. And I think it's a good analogy for how we take action in general, the planning and the listening. You know, we are prepping the seeds, prepping the soil, being informed about when it's the best moment to plant something, knowing that not everything will work out this time around. And so then surrendering to both the loss of some things and also the growth or success of others. And just knowing that that's how it works and that's okay. The moon, this new moon for me feels like it does call us inward and to look there again to make sure that we are digesting what we have taken in, to make sure that we have set things in place for harvest. It feels like a moment to take stock of what we want to improve or care for, what we want to heal in our lives, which is another way of optimizing our lives. And so when we're setting intentions or starting seeds for this moment, whatever your preferred language is, we want to make sure that we're committing to planting things that nourish us so that when you harvest them, that they will taste good and they will feel good to partake in. We want to plant things that remind us of who we are and of the journey that we're on. And I think this is a beautiful new moon to connect to the land, to your food, to nature, to what is healthy and beneficial for your body and for those around you. Again, on the more micro level, but also on the more Jupiterian macro level. If we feed ourselves things that are not healthy, then of course we can't expect to have a strong immune system or strong boundaries or even just a baseline sense of vitality. You know, for instance, I don't plant my seeds in concrete and then expect them to grow, just like I don't go to the gas station around the corner looking for, you know, an organic vegetable, right? I don't look to the crowd or the expectations of the internet for who I am or information about what I'm here to do or who I'm here to be. So in order to get the right information, we must be looking in the right place. In order to get what is nourishing to us, what is nourishing to our systems, we must be planting the right things. So If we want to be nourished, then we must plant things that will be nourishing. So where can we find these things? You know, where is the place to look? And I do think that it is starting within. And I know that I was talking about zooming out and looking expansive. But I think the universe is inside of us as well as without us. And sometimes looking within can be a portal for looking out, and also vice versa. And I think that that is something that we're dancing with on this new moon. And I always encourage people to start with what makes the most sense to them, with what feels the most accessible. For some of us, it's easier to look in, and for some, it's easier to go out. But either way, whatever end of that spectrum you're engaging, it's different when we engage it intentionally as a bridge to its opposite. This could be a good new moon to literally plant some seeds for a fall harvest, to prepare for fall, to prepare for winter, to visit land or nature that you love and let it speak to you and be with you. How can you leave it better, feel more loved or improved upon from having been there? I think, you know, picking flowers or just really tuning into the coming fall and the coming dark as we pass through this gateway of the equinox. And a huge practice that's coming up for me right now is gratitude and appreciation as a way of helping me access surrender, including for this cycle of season that we're moving into, which includes death, which includes life again. And, you know, we're starting to ride this wave to the process of dying into a new year and what that takes, what that rebirth process takes. So as we step into these days, just before the fall equinox, which is happening Tuesday the 22nd, when the sun begins its journey into Libra, and I think it's always so nice because Libra is interested in evaluating in harmony and not necessarily things being equal, but things being measured against each other and finding a balance of the two that feels harmonious and generates peace. And so I think as we're looking at the equality of day and night here with the sign of the scales feels always really nice to me. So we'll talk more about the sun moving into Libra on next Thursday's episode. But I hope these are some things that can help you just approach this next week a little more consciously with some awareness and perhaps some framework for how you want to set up practices or experiences for yourself. So the following is just a live recorded channeling from the Akashic Records for the new moon in Virgo in 2020. Whenever you listen to it, it's perfect for you. And after that, I will close us out with a poem that I think will serve as our blessing, our greeting for this equal day, equal night on the equinox in a few days as we turn more towards the dark. And so we do acknowledge the forces of light asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us. The Holy Spirit of God, protect me from all forms of self-centeredness and direct my attention to the work at hand. Help me to see this audience through the Akashic Records. Help me to know them through the eyes of the Lords of the Records and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that our masters, teachers, and loved ones have for us. The records are now open. Just lay on your back and practice looking up. The solutions for where you are, for where we are collectively, require a wider perspective than when we're looking simply straight ahead. Lie on your back, float, kick softly in the sea of surrender. Look up at the stars, watch the clouds, notice how the sky changes, and watch the leaves begin to fall, and appreciate this moment of rebirth, which is also a moment of death, and how they are the same. The image is one like a baby that is being born, and it goes through such a small, kind of tight opening that expands to make room for it, and it's birthed into a world that is so much bigger than what it's been experiencing since its conception. And that is where we are right now. That while labor is work and difficult, and the contractions that make space for expansion within the body in order for us to be born, the contractions of the earth that prepare for expansion of the labor of the world birthing us, ready for us to be born, we must surrender to the flow of the labor of the contraction and expansion that is happening. And we must surrender to a wider perspective of what is happening and open to the possibility of the new world, the new reality. The solutions involve one of transformation and of shifting from one world to another world, from one set of eyes to a completely new set of eyes, not using the same language, the same perspective is not going to get us to what's going to work, is not going to get us to birth. The people that we are now must die to make space for the people we are going to become. And the world that is dying now must continue its process in order to make space for the world to become. And both of these processes must be cared for. If the earth is our mother, and she is laboring to bring us into a new era, a new season of being her children, of being in a body, and whereas the earth is perpetually a maiden and a mother to us over and over, a goddess to us over and over and over again. The maiden cannot become a mother unless the maiden dies. The maiden identity must die to become the mother identity. And so a new identity is born, as well as a baby is born, and we are her baby. And we must submit to this process of surrender. We must submit to this process of flow, of contraction and expansion. And we must tend with our attention. Lie on your backs and look up. Looking forward is not going to give you the perspective and the wisdom needed to go with this process. Social media does not know who you are and cannot tell you who you are. The internet does not know who you are and cannot tell you who you are. Neither can your family. Neither can the people, the crowds, the organizations, the political parties, certainly not the government or the nation in which you live. The population with which you identify cannot tell you the totality of who you are, but the mother, the earth, the land can tell you who you are. Nature can tell you who you are. The wider world can tell you who you are. And within you is the wisdom of who you are as well. Alter your perspective, where you are looking, widen out your vision, to not simply look down or look forward, but to look up. Come back to this dome, this atmosphere vision, this panorama of the circular dome under which we are living in this sky canopy on this planet Earth. That is the kind of sight that is needed in order to move into the next stage, into the next season. Through this winter, which will be again a season of death, which is always again the seed of rebirth at the same time, and they cannot happen one without the other. So where can we surrender to the process of death? With the understanding, with the wider vision, that it is also the rebirth, and that birth is work, and birth is surrender, and that our body knows, that the earth knows, the earth is our body, knows how to do it. I would like to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their love and compassion. And I would like to thank the lords of the Akashic Records for their point of view. And I would like to thank the Holy Spirit of Light for all knowledge and healing. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. This is a poem by Mary Oliver called My Work is Loving the World. And I think it's a perfect little send-off into this coming week. My work is loving the world. Here the sunflowers, there the hummingbird, equal seekers of sweetness. Here the quickening yeast, there the blue plums. Here the clam deep in the speckled sand. Are my boots old? Is my coat torn? Am I no longer young and still not half perfect? Let me keep my mind on what matters, which is my work, which is mostly standing still and learning to be astonished. The Phoebe, the delphinium, the sheep in the pasture, and the pasture, which is mostly rejoicing, since all ingredients are here, which is gratitude, to be given a mind and a heart and these body clothes, a mouth with which to give shouts of joy to the moth and the wren, to the sleepy dug-up clam, telling them all over and over how it is that we live forever. Sending love to you all this week. I hope you have a wonderful new moon. I hope you have a great equinox. I hope you join us on Monday for the remote group work that we'll be doing Monday evening. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the conversation, please leave us a 5-star review, subscribe to the show, and consider sharing the episode. I would love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to tag me on Instagram or send me a DM. I would love to meet you and hear what you thought about the conversation. And we'll see you next week.